No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 11th day of February 2019. I'm David Brown. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your Monday with us. It's tempting to say, here we go again, but it sure feels like it. So what are we waiting for? About 143 miles west of San Antonio, or a bit more than an hour's drive south of Del Rio, depending on your direction, there's a place called Eagle Pass, where there are two international bridges across the border linking the city of some 28,000 people to their sister city of Piedras Negras in Coahuila, where published reports claim some 1,800 Central Americans arrived by caravan last week. Now, over the weekend, a bit of drama along a one-mile stretch of the Rio Grande, which divides the two cities. On the U.S. side, more than 100 police vehicles forming a line of cars, trucks, and SUVs right there along the border, in what local law enforcement was calling a show of force. Some 500 Texas troopers among them also spotted military troops, including active duty National Guard and Texas State Guard. This all happening as reports continue of two separate talks underway, one of them among U.S., Mexican, and Central American officials aimed at curbing the number of caravans bound for the U.S.-Mexico border, and another round of talks with a different objective in Washington. That one aimed at reaching some kind of deal among members of Congress and White House negotiators, too, some kind of deal by February 15th to avoid another government shutdown over funds for the border wall, or quite possibly further action from the president, who is expected in El Paso today. Joining us now from the University of Texas at El Paso, Richard Pineda. He is director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication Studies there. Professor Pineda, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
You're welcome, David. Great to hear from you.
So in El Paso, the president expected to speak at what at least has been described by some sources as a rally, although it appears that this is very much aimed at trying to draw more of the nation's attention to the border again. What are you hearing about this event that is scheduled for tonight?
Yeah, that's right, David. The president is coming, and this isn't unprecedented. Both President Bush and Obama had come to El Paso and have used the border as the backdrop for very specific policy speeches. Bush in his second term and Obama trying to sell comprehensive immigration reform. But this is decidedly different. Not only is this a rally for the Trump 2020 campaign, I think, as you rightly pointed out, this isn't about trying to convince El Paso of a danger. I think this is using the stage in El Paso to try to convince the base and to try to send a message to Republican supporters around the country that this is still the priority that the president is pushing.
What sort of greeting is he likely to receive there in El Paso? I mean, you think about his remarks during the State of the Union address, in which he talked about how El Paso basically became a safer city because border fencing was put up, and then that claim had been challenged in many reports, sort of doing a fact check on this narrative. What are you hearing from fellow El Pasoans about his visit?
Well, I think people are really unhappy. I think that the mischaracterization of what violence is like in El Paso, and in particular, what sorts of threats exist on the border for this community, I think were wildly out of play in the president's speech. But I think on top of that, you have a real sense of a community that is not prepared to be painted with such a wide brush. So you have the current Congresswoman, Veronica Escobar, who has been very public and vocal about taking the stand against the comments during the State of the Union. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is still in the air about making a decision to run for the presidency, mm-hmm. also taking a very vocal stance. And both of them, along with a lot of other local leaders, are going to have a counter rally this afternoon that will culminate with O'Rourke speaking at the same time that the president is supposed to take the stage. So there's a little bit of stagecraft on both sides this afternoon, but I think that there is a better chance of a larger crowd for this counter rally, because I do think that people in El Paso are not pleased with this miscategorization.
Is it your sense, and I don't want to go about trying to predict anything, but is it your sense that there's still a sense of civility about the conversation over the border and El Paso's role here, or what is law enforcement saying about all of this?
Well, it's interesting because you've had some officials, including the county sheriff, which of course is an elected position, and the head of the police officers union, which is a private organization. But they both have come out with statements about the sort of disappointment over the president's claim. I think for today, for this afternoon, I mean, we're a very tight-knit community, and so I don't expect that anyone will be violent or that there will be any kind of overt reaction to this. But I do. I do think that it is important to take into consideration what these voices on the ground are saying. I think that this is, in some ways, a microcosm of the border control and immigration debate in the United States, which is the people that live on the border are often excluded from these policy conversations. And to a certain extent, I think that those of us that have grown up here or live on the border understand the fluid dynamics of the border much better than folks that are, on the other side of the country from what's happening here.
Richard Pineda is director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication Studies at the University of Texas, El Paso. Professor, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
You're welcome, David.